Welcome to episode 127 of the Music Ed Podcast, where we are going to talk about 11 movies that every band kid should see. Back in a moment.
Strike up the band, so you can give your kids a helping hand. From interviews to teaching tips, you'll add this to your bag of tricks. There's no smarter way to spend your time, so keep it right here with James Devine. The Music Ed Podcast, where you get quick and easy tips on how to be a better band teacher.
We interrupt this program for just a moment for a disclaimer. I personally do not show movies in class. I shouldn't say I never do. It's a very rare instance. Some of these movies may be great for a bus trip for older students. Some of these might be great for a special event. I haven't seen every single one of these, but the ones I have seen, I can recommend wholeheartedly. I recommend before you show any movie to any class that you check with your school and make sure that it's okay and that you review the movie first. And now on to the movies. Mr. Holland's Opus. What a great movie to discuss student-teacher relationships and to discuss conducting with the baton in the left hand and also to discuss someone's effect and influence on people's lives throughout their time here on earth. When I saw this posted on a band director Facebook page, there were some people who mentioned something about Mr. Holland giving a student a kiss on the cheek. I don't recall that part of the movie, but one of these times when I go back and see it again, I'll pay a little bit more attention to that part. Movie number two, Drumline. This one could lead to a discussion of reading music. I had a guitar player one time who could not read music. And every time we took a test in guitar class, he would ask if a few people could go before him. He would play back exactly what they played, mistakes and everything, after hearing them one time. I told him I was very impressed with this talent that he had and told him he really needed to learn how to read music also. One of the items for discussion in Drumline is it really realistic for someone to get to that point without being able to read music? It could be possible. I read about a college professor many years ago who could not read. He was a college professor with a graduate degree. He somehow made it through. He was a very personable person. He somehow made it through high school and even college, convincing his professors to give him oral tests. And he passed them all and got his degree, and then he gave oral tests. And finally, in his 40s or 50s, he found out what it was. I don't remember if it was dyslexia or something else, but he had some type of legitimate disability why he couldn't read, and he learned how to read later on in life. Movie number three, School of Rock. There's some truth in it to get students motivated and have them doing some fun things that are related to music. And of course, Mr. Black is in his typical role of a nonsensical type of person. But it's a funny movie. Movie number four, Remember the Titans. This could be a movie that you can have a discussion about teamwork and the necessity of teamwork and the importance of teamwork. Movie number five, just about any Disney movies. Yes, they're a little bit squishy, but they often have cool solo music that has great melodies to it. Movie number six, Amadeus. You can have a discussion on wasted opportunities and the importance of follow-through. And maybe even I'll give you an example of the best and the worst drummer I knew. The best drummer I knew, he always followed through. If I hired him to come in and work my drummers, he had extra handouts. He'd be there early. He would bring in more drums than I had told him we had students. And the worst drum teacher I knew would come late, wasn't prepared. He was actually an excellent teacher. But one time when I hired him, he came an hour late. And it was for an hour and a half class. So the last half an hour was wonderful, but I had hired him to come for the hour and a half. The difference between the two drummers was that the best one was prepared and on time. Movie number 7, Music Man. There's some great music. I had some parents who paid for me to go see a production of Music Man live. And I don't know if there were 76 trombones, but there were at least 20 or 30 trombones on stage. And they sounded great. I don't know if some of them were faking it, but they looked and sounded great, and it really moved me. Movie number 8. This is one I haven't seen, but I've heard that it's a decent fictionalized bio of John Philip Sousa, called Stars and Stripes Forever. It's a 1952 movie. Movie number 9 and movie number 10, Fiddler on the Roof and West Side Story. Just the music in these two movies is absolutely wonderful. And movie number 11, Rudy. Even though it doesn't really involve music, it's a great story about perseverance and coming up through poverty. Even if you don't show these movies to your students, maybe you'll have fun just watching them to yourself for yourself on family night.
The Music and Podcast, where you get quick and easy tips for how to be a better band teacher.